Two states isn't sufficient. And this is the nub, the absolutely crucial question. The absolutely crucial question. For the Israeli state to defend itself, it has to understand that it has to give up the idea of ethnic purity. The idea of ethnic purity. That's precisely the demand that we should press on the Israeli state. Any serious argument with Zionists has to be along those lines. Two states isn't sufficient. We're not even going to get two states, by the way. Withdrawing the troops and the settlements from the occupied territories isn't sufficient. Sharing Jerusalem isn't sufficient. You have to solve the refugee question. The refugee question takes us to the kind of the nerve center of the Zionist project. It's either shattered from the outside, and the kind of pressures I've talked about, or it's shattered from the inside, in terms of responding to those pressures. The apartheid state avoided a bloodbath at the last minute by getting rid of apartheid. The Israeli state has an option. I doubt whether they'll take it. I hope they do. I doubt whether they'll take it if they don't. We know the answer has to be an international solution whereby Palestine becomes a land where Arabs and Jews can live together, but not with where there is an ethnic majority trying to dominate an ethnic minority. Two states isn't sufficient. Sharing Jerusalem isn't sufficient. efficient